If you could gaze up at the skies now with the eyes of the Hubble Space Telescope, you'd see an object racing through the universe at 12 miles per second, scorching hot and twice the mass of Jupiter. And according to astronomers who made the announcement this past week, you'd be watching the first planet ever seen outside our solar system. And they even have a dazzling photograph from the Hubble that they say almost proves it. In the past few years, astronomers have found indirect evidence hinting that there are planets in other solar systems, but the photo released this past week by California researchers goes beyond that. In the middle of the picture are two stars surrounded by a blinding mass of light. Then you see a long, thin trail that stretches away from this maelstrom and ends up in a small white blob in the bottom of the photo. Our Weekend All Things Considered astronomer, Andrew Fracknoy, picks up the story.
That trail is a kind of tunnel that has been dug through the raw material as the little dot, which is, we think, a young planet, was flung away from the two stars and is making its way at incredible speed into the galaxy at large.
Hmm. And this little round blob, what they think is the planet, why was it flung away from these two stars?
This often happens when three objects form together. There's a bit of a gravitational disagreement, and the smallest object is the loser, and that's the planet in this case. It was simply in an orbit, in a way of moving, which got it flung out of the system, leaving the two stars quite stable, but leaving the planet now as a wanderer or rogue, moving outward and away from the parent system.
Now, why has it been so hard in the past to take pictures of planets? I mean, astronomers are always taking pictures of new stars way out there zillions of miles away.
A wonderful question. And the reason is that stars give off their own light, but planets are only seen by the feeble reflected light they give off. And because planets are so dim and stars are so bright, generally planets are lost in the glare of their parent star. But in this case, because the poor planet has been thrown out prematurely from its family system, we're able to see it separately, and it's no longer lost in the glare.
And, of course, the big philosophical question that keeps us lying awake at night, you know, pondering life and its meaning, is there life out there in the universe besides here on Earth?
Well, and this really speaks exactly to that question, because what we've seen in the last few years is a whole series of stages in the life of planets. We've seen planets in the process of being born. We've seen young planets like the one in this particular image. We see middle-aged planets like the ones in our own solar system and the ones we've discovered in a couple of others. So we're seeing planets in many stages of their lives, confirming a theory we've long held that planets are not the exception but the rule. And if that's really true, then that's great news for Star Trek fans and the rest of us, because then if planets are common, planets being the places where we think life will form, it may well be that life itself is more common than we had previously thought.
Now, let me ask you a question that might seem a little strange. Is it possible, theoretically, for life to occur only on planets, or could there be life on stars? You know, obviously a different form than humans to withstand all that heat, but...
Well, that's a great question, and it's the question which we like to call life as we don't know it. We always talk about life as we know it. What about life as we don't know it? Could there be, as you say, life that can exist in some plasma form, even within a star? Could there be life that forms in great clouds of raw material and floats around like a cloud instead of being a solid object like our listeners are? Right now, this is sheer speculation. We'd be happy if we just found life as we know it. But no scientist worth his salt would discount the possibility that there are other forms of life that we're just beginning to dream about.
Andrew Fracknoy is chair of the astronomy department at Foothill College near San Francisco.